Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your key races and bets podcast for Saturday, March 6, 2021. A fantastic weekend of racing with derby preps and turf races and dirt races and three major tracks having fantastic cards. We're going to cover as many as we can. As always, the key races and bets podcast and the written version, the key races and bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online wagering site with great tools and perks. Legal in most states, covering most tracks. Check out amwager.com. Before we get started, you can catch me on America's Best Racing live stream Saturday, March 6th, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern via YouTube at the America's Best Racing YouTube channel. Just Google it. Starting with the Gotham Stakes, Race 9, Aqueduct, Saturday, March 6th, post 5:07. If the race goes as drawn, there's little doubt Capo Kane and Freedom Fighter will become the immovable object and the irresistible force. Both absolute need lead types that can't help but run faster than the average early and tire late. Of the three, Quality Stalkers, which are highly motivated, Wipe the Slate and Crowded Tail, all start with Wipe the Slate at appealing starting odds of 6-1. No Match for Life is Good, who's running in the San Felipe Stakes later on in the podcast at Santa Anita. In that one's maiden win, Wipe the Slate was a strong second, then improved a ton next out, winning by three lengths. Put into the Robert B. Lewis Stakes last month, he didn't run a lick. He finished last of six. However, Doug O'Neill, who knows how to train a top three-year-old, having saddle horses like Nyquist and I'll Have Another, ships this horse cross-country, takes blinkers off, thinking he will like the one-turn mile, considering that win was at 7 furlongs. That may be the key here, and blinkers-off fast workout pattern certainly helps as well. Wipe the Slate could return to winning form. Crowded Tail and Highly Motivated both come from Chad Brown's barn. Crowded Tail opening at 9-2, Highly Motivated 8-5, because he won the Nyquist Stakes at Keeneland last fall on Breeders' Cup weekend. Otherwise, Highly Motivated is just a maiden winner, the same as his stablemate Crowded Tail, with the Nyquist win coming in a sprint, so both are stretching out for the first time. Crowded Tail actually ran faster than his stablemate did when that one broke his maiden, and Brown has a very good record with three-year-olds, maiden winners in stakes stretching out. So if the odds are right in Crowded Tail, he can be bet to win as well as Wipe the Slate. In the Gotham Race 9 Aqueduct, Saturday, March 6th, post 5:07 Eastern, win bets on Wipe the Slate and Crowded Tail 2-1. I think that's the play. When making multiple in bets, try and use a dutching tool to use the work of allocating your bets for the best value. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. AmWager has a great dutching tool available among any other features. If you're not a member, check it out, amwager.com. If you are, use their dutching tool if you haven't already. For the exact, then we're going to box Highly Motivated, Wipe the Slate, and Crowded Tail. Moving down the East Coast for another three-year-old prep, it is the Tampa Bay Derby, Race 11 at Tampa Bay Downs, post 5:25 Eastern. On paper, Candyman Rocket is the horse the other 11 have to defeat to win and is a legitimate favorite. He proved his ninth length victory in January was no fluke, when winning by a shorter margin, just a length in the Sam Davis last month. Although earning a 90 Equibase speed figure in the Sam Davis compared to 94 winning the sprint before that, he did so very professionally, stalking the pace setter Boca Boy from the start, then taking over while three wide on the turn and holding off Nova Rags and Hidden Stash, who's running back. Being as it is likely Boca Boy will want the lead from the start again, as he's had his last two races on dirt, and being it is also likely Promise Keeper will have to go fast from the 11 post to get good position from the start, Candyman Rocket will once again have a good stalking position under Junior Alvarado from the ground saving 3 post. Although there are a couple of horses who have earned higher figures in their recent starts, King of Dreams 96, that was on turf, and Helium 93 around one turn in last fall, that gives Candyman Rocket the edge with recency to improve, win his second stakes in a row. That being said, King of Dreams has an upset chance, and I will not pass the opportunity to bet him. If he transfers his turf form to dirt, he offers exceptional value for a win bet opening at 20-1. The 96 Equibase figure he earned winning at this distance on turf at the end of January is the best figure earned by any horse in this race, period. Boca Boy did lead from the start to finish in that race, but given he does not wear blinkers, I do not think he's need the lead tight. So Boca Boy and Promise Keeper, he could sit off Boca Boy and Promise Keeper and could take up a great stalking position in the early stages. Getting the services of Tampa Bay leading jockey Sammy Camacho is certainly a good sign, and the fact that trainer Juan Avila just saddled the winner at 50-1 in the Devona Vale Stakes last weekend, Hold Bodymeister, and last year in this race, the 49-1 winner, King Guillermo. That's another reason to like this horse. Considering the dam is a daughter of AP Indy, who's produced 3 dirt route winners from 7 foals, other foals, I have little doubt King Dreams can transition successfully from turf to dirt and run a competitive race, and he's going to be a bet. Hidden Stash was far back in 8th in the early stages of the Sam Davis last month, which is much farther back than he had been in his previous 2 routes last fall, both of which he won, earning 87 and 89 figures. Following the layoff, he returned to the Sam Davis, and the early pace was really faster than he experienced previously, which helps to explain why he was further back. Nevertheless, with 3/16 of a mile to go, Hidden Stash swung to the forward path, commenced to rally from 8th to 3rd, just a neck from the runner-up. Watching the replay, I kind of note that Hidden Stash was ridden out after the wire, which may give him an education in passing the top 2 finishers even though the race was over. Being a son of Hot Sire Constitution, whose Tis the Law won the 2020 Florida Derby, I have little doubt Hidden Stash fits at the level. And with veteran jockey Rafael Bejarano coming in from Kentucky to ride, and with logical improvement in his second start off a layoff, Hidden Stash must be respected as a contender. In spite of a potential to get into a hot early pace battle with Boca Boy, Promise Keeper is intriguing enough to consider as having a chance in the race. As a son of Constitution as well, Promise Keeper stretched out to a mile for the first time last month in a second start dominated by 5 in a field of 11 with a 90 figure. His dam, the Curland mare Mira Alta, produced a stakes winner named Wicked Awesome, so there's quality in his pedigree. He's trained by Todd Fletcher and ridden again by Luis Saez, and if he can get the lead over Boca Boy from the outside post and not expend too much energy, it's possible Promise Keeper could get confident and hold off the challenges of Candyman Rocket, King of Dreams, and Hidden Stash. So, in the Tampa Bay Derby Race 11 at Tampa Bay Downs, Saturday, March 6, post 5:25, the win bets will be Hidden Stash at 5-2 or more and King of Dreams at 9-2 or more. And this is a great race for using a Dutching tool like the one in Amwager because the odds will be much different. Hidden Stash opening at 4-1 and King of Dreams at 20-1. And the Dutching tool really does a job of allocating those bets based on how much you want to bet and how much you want to win to proportion your bets accordingly. For an exact and trifecta, we'll box Candyman Rocket, King of Dreams, Hidden Stash, and Promise Keeper. And because Candyman Rocket is too low for a win bet, we should play one more exacta, which is an exacta key of Candyman Rocket over King of Dreams, Hidden Stash, and Promise Keeper. Now we'll move cross country to the other Kentucky Derby prep, the San Felipe Stakes, race 6 at Santa Anita. That's a post of 5:45 Eastern, 2:45 Pacific. And I think Royal Centurion can post the upset here opening at 8-1. Life is Good opens at 4-5, and it'll go to post at even lower odds, which keeps the odds on Royal Centurion fair. This son of Empire Maker stretched out to 2 turns on January 3rd in his second career start, took the distance like a duck to water, rallying from 9th of 10 to win by 4. Stepping up to the big leagues off the maiden win for Robert B. Lewis, he wasn't disgraced one bit, although ignored 11-1, as he steadily rallied from 6th, 7 lengths back early, getting to winner Medina Spirit with every stride to miss by a neck. And in the stretch run, Medina Spirit ran on the lead, actually the whole way, while Royal Centurion was 4-5 wide in the stretch and got into a bumping match with Hot Rod Charlie, who finished 3rd, which really caused him to expend some mental and physical energy, in my opinion, that otherwise might have led to his winning the race. Even though Bob Baffert's 2 charges, Life of Continuous Spirit, both led from start to finish in their recent starts, I don't think they're likely to both stand for the lead. But, however, the great one in this race, who also had a lead at the 3rd call, which is about the 3-quarter mark, in all 3 of his races, ensures a strong pace. And I think with Juan Hernandez riding back, Royal Centurion could take advantage and get up in time and win post the upset. There are no real knocks in terms of win probability on Life is Good or Medina Spirit, and they should be used on consecutive race bets and doubles and pick 3s. Additionally, Dream Shake is a complete unknown as he's just a sprint winner in his only start, but that one was easy and he's bred to improve nicely around two turns, logically improving his second start as well. Furthermore, Dream Shake is a closer like Roman Centurion who can benefit from a fast pace, so we'll use him in some exactas. In the San Felipe Stakes, race 6, Santa Anita Post, 5:45 Eastern, 2:45 Pacific on Saturday, March 6th. The win bet is Roman Centurion at 2-1 or more. The exactas are boxes of Roman Centurion and Life is Good, Roman Centurion and Dream Shake, and Roman Centurion and Medina Spirit. And then I want to play a small exact of Roman Centurion over the Great One and Governor's Party, a couple of price horses, just for a dollar or two. Now we'll move down to Santa Anita, the big race on the day, the Santa Anita Handicap. This is race 10 at Santa Anita, Saturday, March 6th, with a post of 8 Eastern and 5 Pacific. I think this is the best bet of the day. Independence Hall is a key bet on the day, a low odds overlay opening at 4-1, because Maxfield opens 8-5. Maxfield's a good horse, no doubt about it, undefeated in 5 races. But he's an undefeated 4-year-old, and he hasn't won more than a grade 3 since his Breeders' Futurity win as a 2-year-old. Independence Hall is also a 4-year-old, just like Maxfield. And he started his career in a similar fashion to Maxfield, winning 3 in a row, including 2 stakes before a runner-up in last year's Sam F. Davis Stakes. Then he ran off of the Florida Derby, was given 7 months off, shipped to California, and the barn of a really solid trainer, in my opinion, in Mike McCarthy. There's nothing wrong with previous trainer Mike Trombetta, but McCarthy has a way of developing horses exactly what he did with City of Light, for example, a few years back, eventually winning the Pegasus World Cup. Sprinting first out for McCarthy in November, Independence Hall won easily, before a poor fifth in the Malibu in December. Then he stretched out and shipped cross-country for the Pegasus, and ran about as good as he can run behind a freakish horse named Nixco, who Independence Hall was no match for. Nevertheless, Independence Hall missed second by a neck with a career-best 110 figure, which is nearly identical to the 111 Maxfield earned, but yet he's 4-1 and Maxfield's 8-5. Maxfield earned that in the Mineshaft Stakes. Being a son of Constitution, sire 'tis the law, I have no doubt Independence Hall can get 10 furlongs, and with the rail, and just slight and very logical improvement off his last effort, Independence Hall can post the mile upset. Express Train and the aforementioned Maxfield are the other contenders, but open at 3-1 and 8-5, and I've noticed in win bets. Kiss Today Goodbye and Idle can finish third. We'll play him in trifectas. The plays in the Santa Anita Handicap, race 10 at Santa Anita, post 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, are as follows. Independence Hall, 9-5, win bet, key overlay bet on the day. Trifecta, we'll skip the exacta. Trifecta is Independence Hall, Maxfield, and Express Train, over. Independence Hall, Maxfield, and Express Train, over. Independence Hall, Maxfield, and Express Train, plus Kiss Today Goodbye and Idle. Don't forget, you can catch me on a great show. Starts a little earlier, but I'll be on 7-8 Eastern on YouTube on the America's Best Racing channel, covering some of these races at Santa Anita. And if you haven't already, please consider opening an account at amwager.com, a great online betting site. Lots of tools and perks for the better. No cost to open an account. Available in most states, covering most tracks, including Santa Anita, Tampa, and Aqueduct. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.